By the gods, Eddie. It's beautiful, Roland said. The apathy was gone from his voice. He spoke in a tone of surprised reverence Eddie had never heard before. Is it done? It's not, is it? No, not quite. He ran his thumb into the third notch, and then over the S shape at the end of the last notch. There's a little more to do on this notch, and the curve at the end isn't right yet. I don't know how I know that, but I do. This is your secret. It wasn't a question. Yes. Now, if only I knew what it meant. Roland looked around. Eddie followed his gaze and saw Susanna. He found some relief in the fact that Roland had heard her first. What you boys doing up so late, chewing the fat? She saw the wooden key in Eddie's hand and nodded. I wondered when you were going to get around to showing that off. It's good, you know. I don't know what it's for, but it's damned good. You don't have any idea what door it might open? Roland asked Eddie. That was not part of your kef? No. But it might be good for something, even though it isn't done. He held the key out to Roland. I want you to keep it for me. Roland didn't move to take it. He regarded Eddie closely. Why? Because I think someone told me you should. Who? Your boy, Eddie thought suddenly. And as soon as the thought came, he knew it was true. It was your goddamned boy. But he didn't want to say so. He didn't want to mention the boy's name at all. It might just set Roland off again. I don't know. But I think you want to give it a try. Roland reached slowly for the key. As his fingers touched it, a bright glimmer seemed to flash down its barrel. But it was gone so quickly that Eddie could not be sure he had seen it. It might have been only starlight. Roland's hand closed over the key growing out of the branch. For a moment, his face showed nothing. Then his brow furrowed, and his head cocked in a listening gesture. What is it? Susanna asked. Do you hear? Shh! The puzzlement on Roland's face was slowly being replaced with wonder. He looked from Eddie to Susanna and then back to Eddie. His eyes were filling with some great emotion, as a pitcher fills with water when it is dipped in a spring. Roland? Eddie asked uneasily. Are you all right? Roland whispered something. Eddie couldn't hear what it was. Susanna looked scared. She glanced frantically at Eddie as if to ask, what did you do to him? Eddie took one of her hands in both of his own. I think it's all right. Roland's hand was clamped so tightly on the chunk of wood that Eddie was momentarily afraid he might snap it in two, but the wood was strong and Eddie had carved thick. The gunslinger's throat bulged. His Adam's apple rose and fell as he struggled with speech. And suddenly he yelled at the sky in a fair, strong voice. Gone! The voices are gone! He looked back at them, and Eddie saw something he had never expected to see in his life, not even if that life stretched over 1,000 years. Roland of Gilead was weeping.